Hi, friends. Welcome back to the Daily Hype Podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Pollard, and the title of this podcast is probably going to catch your attention. It's true, though. There is one thing that truly can change your life, and that might sound dramatic, and that might sound impossible, and that might sound above and beyond astronomically wild and insane. I just stubbed my toe on my table, but I'm going to keep going. I really mean it. This one thing truly can change your life. And I want you to really take a moment after this podcast ends to take a mental note of how you do this. I'll join you. I do it myself. I'm not absolved of this. Okay. And it is something that is astronomically more important than we think it is, okay? What we say out loud will change everything. What does that mean? When we speak words, when we say them, okay, as in like there's sound. I don't want to be talking to like Gen Z and they think that speaking is like via text or something, okay? When you speak words out loud, your brain hears them and files that almost into some sort of filing cabinet as fact, okay? Now, when you think things, it's not really filed. So imagine your brain as a desk or an office space. When you're thinking things, it's almost like those thoughts are pieces of paper with the thought written down on it. And those thoughts are just thrown in the air. So the papers are all flying all over the place. They exist, but they're just like, flying around the room because you just threw them up in the air, When you say it out loud, it's like your brain takes that piece of paper and files it into the fact folder, making it and solidifying it as a truth. This is actually how your brain is wired, okay? It's not something you can fix. It is not something you can change. That is just the dynamics of the synapses firing off in your brain when you speak. So if I walk around, even jokingly, saying things like, whatever, I'm stupid, what do I know? Right? My brain doesn't categorize that as a joke or take a look at what the nuances was or the point of what I'm saying. And it takes that quote unquote joke because it doesn't know. It just hears words and files it away. Okay. And it says, okay, so we believe that we're stupid. Let's file that piece of paper into our fact file folder. We do that more and more and more. Those tiny one-off comments, right? Where we say, what do I know? I'm an idiot. I don't know. I'm stupid. Don't listen to me. And those things pile up as more and more and more proof of this fact. Okay? So that's step one to understand. What you speak out loud is filed as fact in your brain. Here is the wild part, okay? We all have heard of an ego. We all know that we have an ego, which is something that maybe you don't really know what that is. And your ego is the part of your brain that wants to always make sure that you are right, you are correct, you are great. So that person who has quote unquote a huge ego and thinks super highly of themselves, what that means is that their ego is working overtime to make sure that they're always right, they're always the best, they're always perfect, and they're believing it. Someone with maybe an underdeveloped ego, their brain may be saying, you're right though. And they're saying, no, I don't think so. I don't know. Right? So that is our ego. Our ego's job is to make us know that we are correct. Now, when you tell your brain, I don't know, I'm just stupid. Blah, 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 blah. I'm an idiot. Don't listen to me. Blah, 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 blah. Okay? Your ego is going to go out into the world looking through your eyes, listening to conversations, observing the world, and find facts, observations, hear conversations, hear other things, see other things, and find different pieces of evidence to make that thought that you had or that thing that you said true. This might sound like some really wild ass shit, so let's break down what I mean by that. I'm sitting at dinner with my girlfriends and I say something like, oh, I don't know, I'm an idiot, don't listen to me. My brain says, okay, we believe we're an idiot, got it. Your ego, the butler of your brain, who says, got it, boss, I'm gonna go find evidence. When somebody at work says, hey, where's that packet of information I asked for? Your brain says, oh, there's the proof we were looking for. You said you were stupid and we're gonna fight. That's the evidence, that's proof, that's proof, that's proof. We did it, we found proof. That's it, they asked for information and we have proof that you're stupid. Then in that one and a half millisecond of your boss or someone at work saying, hey, by the way, where's that packet of information? You think, oh my God, she thinks I'm such an idiot. Now, what if things were different? What if we said other things to ourselves, where let's say you're sitting at dinner and you say something that happens to be incorrect. You say, oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that. Your brain isn't filing away that stupid thing, right? And let's say you compliment yourself sometime where you're like, wow, that was pretty smart of me. I'm pretty smart, okay? You're feeding yourself and filing away in that file folder, I'm smart, I'm smart, I'm smart. Then what happens is that your ego again is gonna go find proof of that. And then when that person comes to you and says, hey, where's that packet of information? Your brain will say, hey, they trust me. And you're gonna say, you know what? Let me look into that. I'll get back to you in two seconds. So what does all of this mean? How do we apply this in our life? This means that you will find proof of whatever you're saying about yourself. That's why affirmations work. That's why saying to yourself in the mirror, you are perfect as you are beautiful, you are stunning, you are incredibly smart, you are worthy of friendship, of unconditional love, of success. You are so unique in the person that you are. You should be proud of yourself. Look at all of you that you've done. Look at how far you've come. That's why saying affirmations out loud can change your life, is because what you're doing, even if it feels fake, right? But if you do this for 30 days, watch what happens, because your brain and your ego will work together to find evidence that those things are true. And you're going to start saying, damn, I am actually way more pretty than I give myself credit for. Or I am really proud that I got through that. Or, you know what? I don't need that person because I'm amazing as I am. I am worthy of friendship and success and love and happiness. Because you're saying out loud what you want filed as fact. And then your ego will go find evidence to support that. So what are you saying out loud, even as a joke? What are you saying about others behind their back? What are you saying about yourself, even if you quote unquote don't really believe it? Be mindful. Choose your thoughts, choose your words wisely. Your words become your thoughts become your actions become your identity. Okay? I leave that with you. And I hope you have a wonderful day. And hey, go right now, whether you're driving, whether you're at work, whether you're at home getting ready, look yourself in that mirror and say something nice to yourself that feels fake. If you don't feel pretty today, say to yourself, you are beautiful. If you don't feel like you're accomplishing much, say, hey, you deserve success. If you're wondering where your soulmate is, look yourself in the mirror and say, you are worthy of unconditional love. Okay, do that for 30 days, check back with me and tell me you don't feel different. I leave you with that and I will see you tomorrow. And that's a wrap on the Daily Hype podcast for today. I hope that you enjoy this and I hope you come back for more. Thank you guys so much, by the way, for the reviews. That is so big for a podcast. And listen, if you're not reviewing, at least you're sharing this with your friends. You're telling me that you love this. You're putting this on Instagram. It means the world to me. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And we will see you next time.